Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, May 5th. You'll be interested to know. 64 years ago today, in 1961, astronaut Alan B. Shepard Jr. became the first American to travel into space. Aboard the Mercury capsule Freedom 7, Shepard's suborbital flight lasted approximately 15 minutes, reaching an altitude of 116 miles above Earth. This monumental achievement not only marked a significant milestone in the United States' space exploration efforts, but also inspired a nation to look toward the stars with renewed ambition and pride. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Monday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking fair this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 3 to 4+ feet throughout the morning, providing decent conditions. Expect the winds to shift to sideshore at 4 mph, keeping things manageable but slightly bumpy as the day progresses. Overall, it's a good start for your morning session. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 3-foot outgoing high tide, when the west-northwest swell is 3.5 feet at 10 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 4 mph. The first low tide Monday will be 0 foot at 11:45 a.m., with a 4-foot high tide just after 6:30. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 63 degrees for the water temperature. Tuesday through Thursday presents a mix of surf conditions. Tuesday starts with fair waves at 2 to 4 feet, transitioning to choppy in the afternoon, with winds up to 11 mph. Wednesday offers clean morning conditions at 3+ feet, but becomes choppy later. Thursday begins with clean waves at 2 to 4 feet, but shifts to choppy by midday, with evening conditions improving slightly. This morning, it's mostly cloudy, and it feels like 57 degrees, with 16 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:36, and will rise again tomorrow at 5:56. It looks like we're in for a partly sunny Monday, with temperatures reaching around 62, and a gentle south wind picking up to about 15. Tonight, expect some patchy fog after 11, mostly cloudy skies, with a low of 56 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog in the mornings through Friday, with mostly sunny skies and highs in the 60s. Nights will be partly cloudy, with lows in the upper 50s to around 60. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, as summer approaches, San Diego leaders are considering significant cuts to access at city lakes to address a staggering budget deficit of $258 million. Many local residents who rely on Miramar Reservoir for families' exercise expressed concern. Proposed changes may restrict access to only 2 days a week, affecting several lakes. The budget report reveals a decrease of $891,000 in funding for recreational programs. Residents worry about the impact on tourism and urge city leaders to seek alternative savings. City Council hearings begin May 5th. Now on to sports. Scottie Scheffler celebrated a remarkable victory at the CJ Cup, winning by an impressive 8 shots in McKinney, Texas. This marked his first triumph of the year 2025 and he finished at 31 under par after a final round of 63. Scheffler, the top-ranked golfer, became the first from a Dallas-area high school to win this tournament since 2007, and he achieved the largest margin of victory in its history. Notably, Scheffler's performance included a 10-under 61 in the opening round and earned him a prize of $1.8 million. In local sports, yesterday morning, the Friars blanked the Pirates 4-0 at PNC Park. Colic shone on the mound, earning the win with 5 2/3 scoreless innings, while Bogaerts kicked off the scoring with a single to bring in Manny. Diaz doubled the lead with a homer in the second, and the Friars capitalized on the Pirates' errors to extend their advantage. Heaney took the loss for Pittsburgh, leaving San Diego with 22 wins and 11 losses. Tonight, the Friars take on the Yankees in New York for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Nick Pivetta, with a 1.78 ERA, faces Carlos Rodon. First pitch is at 4:05 in 59-degree weather at Yankee Stadium. In top news, in today's discussion about parenting, we focus on the concerning link between cannabis and psychosis in teenagers. A case study reveals a 17-year-old named Sam who began using cannabis casually in ninth grade, leading to serious mental health issues. Modern cannabis strains are significantly more potent than those used decades ago, increasing addiction risks and potential for psychosis. Research shows that cannabis users face an 11-fold increase in risk for psychotic disorders. Experts urge parents to educate themselves about cannabis, maintain open communication with their children, and seek immediate help if concerning symptoms arise. In business news, LinkedIn and Google are facing a proposed class action lawsuit alleging improper access to confidential health data from California's health insurance exchange website. Following an investigation by CalMatters and The Markup, a California congressman has called for the Federal Health and Human Services Department to look into the data sharing practices. Trackers on CoveredCal.com reportedly sent sensitive information about visitors, including health details, to LinkedIn. The lawsuit claims these actions violated California's Invasion of Privacy Act and the Federal Electronic Communications Privacy Act. Both companies have not provided immediate comments, while Covered California has removed the trackers. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 3% over the weekend to about $94,000. Ethereum is down 2% to just under 1,800. And Goetze's Maximus is down 12% to 7 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Amazon is stepping into the space race, launching its Project Kuiper satellites, now totaling 27 in orbit. This venture aims to compete with SpaceX's Starlink amidst growing concerns about orbital overcrowding. With numerous companies planning to deploy over 1,000 satellites each, the potential for catastrophic collisions is increasing. A recent report from the European Space Agency indicates that over 2,500 objects were launched into low Earth orbit this year alone, creating a significant risk. Experts warn that without comprehensive regulations, the situation could escalate into a dangerous cascade of collisions, jeopardizing access to space for future missions. And in entertainment news, the upcoming reboot of Miami Vice is generating excitement, especially with Top Gun Maverick director Joseph Kosinski at the helm. The series originally introduced Don Johnson's James Crockett and Philip Michael Thomas' Ricardo Tubbs over 40 years ago. While Kosinski's ability to balance action and character development is impressive, it is screenwriter Dan Gilroy's involvement that truly elevates anticipation. Known for Nightcrawler, Gilroy is expected to explore the darker, seedier side of South Florida. With this dynamic duo, fans can expect a fresh take that honors the original while delivering a thrilling cinematic experience. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American science fiction writer Ray Bradbury. And he said, "We are an impossibility in an impossible universe." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.